Hello everyone. Today I'm going to be talking about building a real user monitoring system with open source tools. And before I dive in, a bit more info about me. My name is Cvetan Stoichev. I work on MPulse in Akamai. MPulse is a real user monitoring system. It's a commercial one, and it serves, I think, thousands of customers, Akamai customers. And my hobby project is Basic RUM, which will be the focal point of this presentation. And really, before I dive in, I would like to share a bit more about some of my other personal activities. Every December, I make an attempt to publish at least one blog post on the web performance calendar. That's the best place for the web performance enthusiasts in the year. And the other thing is sometimes I do a street art. So that's my safety net plan. If ChatGPT takes over the world, I still will have something creative to do. Yeah, so let's now move on to the important part of the presentation. And let's take a look how, in general, how a real user monitoring system would look like. So we'll need to have something in the browser, ideally a JavaScript agent that will read some data and it will send it to a server. We will store it in somewhere in a storage and later we will analyze this data. And here we just see the most trivial piece of JavaScript. This is the bare minimum that will do the job in the browser. So this piece of JavaScript will read what is the current page URL and it will create a one-by-one image, pixel image. It will append it to the HTML, and this actually will create, will force the browser to create a request to this endpoint. And here is a really very simple code snippet how, on the server side, how the code will look like when we need to intercept this data and to store it somewhere. So here is our route where the browser will hit this route. We'll read the query parameters, headers, and even we'll put a timestamp in the structure, and then we'll save it to JSON on the file system, and we'll return back to the browser a transparent GIF. And eventually, we will, on the next stage, when we want to analyze the data, we will go through all the files, and we can create a summary for the page visits. And for example, here in this example, we can see that category 4 was the most visited page with 427 page visits. So that's the theory. And in 2019, I started as a hobby Basic RUM. And that's the initial version and the components that I used to build Basic RUM. So on the browser side, I started using an open source library called Boomerang.js, which collects a bunch of interesting metrics from the browser and sends them to a server. On the server side, I used Nginx and some PHP application code. And for storage, I used MySQL. And for analyzing the data, I used PHP, and for reading the data and serving it to a front end. And on the front end, I used Plotly.js for visualizations. And I ended up with something like this. It's really interesting. After 5 years, it's still running. So if you want to give it a try, this is the first version of Basic RUM. You can visit demo.basicrum.com. And you can play with this UI. Now about Boomerang.js. Boomerang.js was started 2011 in Yahoo by Philip Tellis, who happened actually to be now a colleague of mine. And currently, the library is maintained by MPulse engineering team in Akamai. And as I mentioned, the library collects a bunch of interesting metrics, like the interesting ones for Core Web Vitals, LCP, CLS, FID. It also can track some session data. It can also help users of the library to create a timeline of all the clicks over the page life cycle of a visitor. And also it has more modern ways to send the data to the server, like more modern JavaScript APIs, fetch, XHR, and send beacon. And it can be found on GitHub in akamai/boomerang. On the backend side, that's again like very theoretical, but what actually was happening, I still was, every request that I was getting to my server, I was saving it in a file. And then periodically I was running a cron job, which here I just marked as a, that's kind of a too much overhead, and you understand why later. But I was running a cron job that was reading all these collected files, and I was creating one big batch, and I was inserting this data in MySQL. I also ended up with a database model that's very biased. My previous background was I was building Magento online shops. And if somebody ever worked with Magento, will probably recognize some patterns about all these foreign key relationships and this main table that's in the center of everything. I had to put a bunch of indexes here. And again, this created a bit too much overhead for, I would say, also on the code level, like on the application level, but also for me as a maintainer. So I had to take care about, again, every time when I wanted to introduce some new dimension, I had to create a new table and to put a bit more code for inserting the data. And it was just too much maintenance for me. Also, I had to take care about not duplicating some of the data here. And this is because of the nature of PHP. PHP, it's kind of a stateless, so every request is independent for the other, from the other request, so I couldn't keep some things in memory. If I could keep some references in memory, I probably could optimize some things here. And actually, question to the audience, do you have an idea what this query actually would produce? Like, what's the idea behind this query? Maybe I'll say that.
Bucketing?
Yeah, it's bucketing for a histogram. And I also had to write a lot of kind of queries that are in the data scientist-ish type of queries, which also was, for me, introduced a bit of a learning curve. But the system had really had coded in itself such type of queries. And this here represents a histogram of the time to first byte. Like we can see that the median is around 1.8 seconds. It's a bit skewed. And with the help of Plotly, the JavaScript library for visualization, I could create such panels for distributions for operating systems and mobile operating systems, and I also could write such bar charts that were showing kind of the relationship between the first byte and start render time. And yeah, reference to the Plotly, it's a really cool library, really rich, and you can create a bunch of panels with it. But I found myself like having difficulties and probably not focusing at the right place. So the, as I say, when you build a real user monitoring system, you need to change your mindset, and your queries should be more like in data scientist style. And the PHP world and the ORM that I was using Doctrine, it's not really meant for for writing complex queries from this fashion. So I found myself writing my own query builder and using Doctrine when convenient, and using my query builder when convenient. But this was, again, too much maintenance for just for a single maintainer of a project. I also wanted to introduce a user management and permission system. But again, with my limited time and working from time to time on the project during the weekends, this was just, again, too much. It was not the right focus. I wanted just to show some meaningful data. And yeah, I really love Plotly, but I just ended up with large blobs of JavaScript here and there, and it was more like more and more Plotly. But I wanted to see data, not writing JavaScript. Right? I took a break, I believe, half a year, and I focused on my main job, but from time to time I was doing research, and I was reading some other articles about time series databases, and I started exploring some of the available open source systems for visualization. So I kind of rebuilt the complete backend. I still kept Boomerang, but I rewritten the server side, so I completely removed Nginx and PHP, and I used Golang. I replaced MySQL with ClickHouse, and I replaced all the custom code, all the PHP and Plotly with Grafana. And again, if you would like to play with the current version of Basicrom, that's what I ended up with. That's actually a bit of a rebranded version of Grafana with the specific Basicrom dashboards and settings. So if you would like to play with it, just visit this address and write calendar as a username.